Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Well, all right, we're back. This is Mike Edison, and I am bereft this week without my co-host with the most, the woman who is too hot for television, Judy McGuire, who is dancing at the Whitney Biennial. She is an art star. I think she was finding radio a little constraining, and now she's found her... I am brokenhearted, but I am here with Engineer to the Stars, Jack Inslee, and the first family of punk rock, my friends, the Manitobas, with Handsome Dick Manitoba. Richard, you were like the brother I never knew I wanted, and we're here with your extremely patient and beautiful wife, Zoe Hansen, and your son, the youngest guest we've ever had on the show, 9 years old, Jake Koufax Manitoba. What's happening, Jake? Get right up on that microphone, because today we're going to be talking about WrestleMania.
Excellent.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah. So is this the Mike show today?
It's always the Mike and Judy show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you have the best family to be talking about wrestling because we are all huge fans of
Zoe
wrestling.
Zoe and I Jake was saying to me this morning, but Mom doesn't really know about wrestling. I said, Jake, your mom and my second date was Hammerstein Ballroom.
Well, I didn't know.
In New York City.
ECW.
She goes, yeah, but she doesn't know about WWE.
I know all there is to know about wrestling. All I know is Terry Funk is the first man.
I don't like Terry Funk
and Mankind and like, a close
yeah,
second.
Mankind is better.
And that's it.
Now, these are some tough guys. Mankind Terry Funk is like the toughest guy who
this
ever
is
lived.
Like waiting for the bathroom in my house. I'm third on the mic now.
Well, Richard, I'm just glad you came back to Brooklyn. You were actually our second guest. This is show number 38 on the Mike and Judy show. You were on show number 2, and mostly you complained about coming to Brooklyn, you being from the Bronx, of course.
I'm a kvetchy Jew.
He complains
what do you want
about
from my
everything,
life?
Mike. You know that.
He came in. Yeah.
I complain, therefore I am.
That's right. Well, we all didn't graduate from the same finishing school as you did. So, Jake, what's going on? This WrestleMania, we've got a lot of matches coming up. The main event is going to be Chris Jericho versus our friend, CM Punk. I think that's the main event.
No,
it was
the
Hell in the Cell. I thought it was the Rock and Cena.
Yeah, and what universe is that a main event?
You and your friend John Holmstrom universe. Yeah.
No way. You see,
Holmstrom loves The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. What is with that?
That's weird.
That is weird.
You know what? That's Holmstrom being a punk rock.
That is.
That's him going the other way.
Yeah. I never rooted for a good guy in my life.
Mm. He's not.
You know what?
The Rock is not.
I'm not
a
Cena fan.
Anymore.
It's like one of those things. It's like. The Red Sox playing the Phillies or something.
Well,
I guess I'll root for the Phillies if you put a gun to my head.
Well, all right, well, let's talk about The Rock and John Cena. What do you think, Jake? I want your expert opinion.
Well, I would go for Cena because when I first started watching wrestling, well, my first time I was watching like Batista and Rey Mysterio, then I saw this guy named John Cena come along, and when I saw him fight, it was like really cool. And I saw, like, WrestleMania 21, John Cena and JBL fighting, and I thought John Cena was really cool.
You have a good memory.
He likes John Cena's rapping.
Yeah, I like when he raps.
I get so tired of that gimmick.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I mean, this feud though, it seems so manufactured. This year, it's like, well, the Cena and The Rock, they announced that match a year ago.
It's
basically to get Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Well, this is
Hollywood,
number two.
And there's no real feud there. It's all so contrived.
Is Stone Cold Steve Austin gonna be back?
It's surprising that he's not.
Is The Undertaker fighting?
Let me tell you something. Triple H
again?
Yeah. in the Hell in the Cell. In the Hell in the Cell.
I don't want the Undertaker to lose.
Well, let me ask you something, Manitoba. Okay, how do you feel about the Yankees re-signing Andy Pettitte?
Oh,
okay, speaking of like old guys trying to like resuscitate them, is this Andy Pettitte 6.0? I mean, really, is he going to make it out of the minor leagues? They have no lefties.
I like it.
Jake and I are made.
At least he's not a moron who jumps on trampolines.
They can hire me. I'm a lefty.
Yeah, Koufax.
I like it because you're talking about a billion-dollar organization spending $2.5 million and throwing a 40-year-old pitcher against the wall, so to speak, who has 240 wins. If you get something out of him, if you get 10, 12 wins out of him and 110, 120 quality innings, that's great.
That would be great from anybody. That'd be great
as
from
a number five starter. So what's the big, did you have to fill up sports pages? What's the big deal?
Well, it just seems
number five starter.
It just seems that they're a little desperate for talent that they have to pull this guy out of retirement. I mean, he's had a great
time. It's the feel good hit of the year. What are you,
desperate? Commie? Is that really it?
Well, you know, am I a commie? You know, we talked about this last...
Commie Jew Pinko?
God bless you, Richard. Last time we were on the radio, we talked about loyalty. I had a very difficult breakup with the New York Yankees. We went through a bad divorce.
Really?
I just didn't want to be in a position where I had to root for a jerk-off like A-Rod. I never liked their management, okay? The strike was still left a bad hangover. I didn't like the way they handled the steroids. The way they treated poor Eddie Layton really, really broke my...
I don't like A-Rod because he took steroids for 600.
Points. That's right.
That was cheating.
That's cheating. And cheating is only good in wrestling.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay? And that's the morality tale we're telling today.
That's right.
So in other words, the real bad guys in life you don't like. You like the fake bad guys.
Well, let me ask you something. Right, Jack, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Here's some moral equivalency or something
So in other words,
you.
And bye-bye Birdie. You were a
Boy,
fan of Bobby.
He's dating himself now.
You were a fan of Bobby Rydell.
And if he keeps on this routine, he's going to be dating himself.
So you like Bobby Rydell.
Bobby Rydell. Oy vey. Oy vey. We talked about last time on the show about loyalty, and I never really understood this blind loyalty to a team, the guys that they pick. I mean, it's a one-way relationship. It's you do for them, and what do they do for you? And now you're just rooting for someone's dirty laundry, basically.
I think that Sharky's made some really good points about this that you haven't been talking about. Everything he said about the Yankees right now, the way they dealt with the whole steroids thing, A-Rod coming along.
People say that Mark Teixeira took steroids, but I'm willing to bet
that if you microscopically investigated any team, you can find mistreatment of people that worked in the organization. Number two, I disagree with you. I think that you love a team.
Didn't Ryan Braun take steroids?
But then he was exonerated.
No, but then they said he got suspended for like 60 days.
He was a great Jew.
And then they said, okay, come back. And then
no, he was exonerated. He was let free. He wasn't guilty. But
my sure that's what it means?
You're right. I knew you knew what it meant, Mr. Literati.
That's Richard Manitoba, the man who's written more books than he's actually read.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
true.
I didn't really write that book. I made phone calls.
It's still the greatest book of all time. Here's a good pitch for Richard's fantastic book, the official
Punk Rock Book of Lists.
The official Punk Rock Book of Lists. And by the way,
hold on, I didn't finish my quote about the Yankees.
You
get your rocks off about the Yankees.
You finish.
This is the part.
I don't care about your stupid book that you put out.
This is where I get to plug Judy's new book, which is the follow up of the series and the official book of sex, drugs, and rock and roll lists.
Oh, it's going to be coming out.
And Judy, it is coming out, and it's fantastic.
That is a book I shall buy for sure.
You should buy it, and we'll put up the source. Maybe we'll have a party at your fine.
You root for a team regardless of what happens. Listen, I rooted for the Yankees when the CBS owned them and they were in last place. I hated them. The people that ran them. But I like the team. Baseball, it has to transcend.
I like the team in the 80s, too. And it's not just that the Yankees are guilty of steroids, that other teams weren't. But they were my team. I bled pinstripes the same way you do. And I found, though, they let me down. They were the team that I was loyal to. And they just ignored the steroids. They knew who was juicing on the team. Of course they did.
Hold on, Sharky. You're bringing up like a sociology thing here.
You know, but
all the lords of baseball ignored it.
I like
everybody was making money the same way everyone ignored Elvis's drug use. All the lords of baseball.
Steroids are cheating.
I agree with you.
Steroids are cheating.
Hold on. There was a home run battle.
Steroids are cheating because they're making you bigger and powerful.
And Sammy Sosa. and everybody was making money, and nobody knew what was going
bad
on.
Bad for the game.
Bullshit. Oh, bullshit. Wait, nobody knew what was going on.
Everybody, and by the way, that was part of...
Then they got caught with the hand in it till it was like, oh, we got to have...
And that was part of it, too. That was part of...
We got to get this regimented.
That was part of me being disillusioned with Major League Baseball as a whole, not just the Yankees.
Disillusioned with life.
But, you know, but I'd been sleeping
with the
Yankees.
How about the people that bought houses that make $30,000 a year and bought houses for $400,000? I'm disillusioned with blue-collar workers.
Jake, I want to ask you a very important question because we're talking about cheating now. What do you think is the best thing you could hit someone else over the head with? Is it A, folding chair? B, the timekeeper's bell? Or C, the championship belt?
Go ahead.
These are tough.
Championship belt.
I think
this
that's
is hard.
What's the best secret weapon?
Oh, I know.
Why?
I know. Usually in wrestling, if somebody had a weapon in their shoe.
But what's the weapon?
Like, I saw
pencil.
I saw
the original Sheik from Detroit.
I saw on YouTube Terry Funk and Jerry the King Lawler wrestling.
Now that's much.
And Jerry the King Lawler grabbed his stick or whatever and poked Terry Funk in the eye.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
His eye started bleeding, and that's
wrestling
one
was
of the
real.
Is that good parenting?
Wrestling was the real thing. I love that.
Those were the days.
Zoe and I went a bus trip to Philadelphia to see Sabu against Terry Funk before you were born.
You weren't even a thought.
I think you told me that.
Just a star in the sky. Those were the days, though, when it was a real blood fest.
Oh, loved it.
You know, I mean, that was when
I like the blood
back of the day.
McMahon, you.
I like the bloodbath.
Me too. I'm a gore hound too.
I like to
see him wearing the crimson mask.
You remind me a little bit of the greatest two wrestling managers in history.
Two
Ernie
of them.
Roth.
Ah, the Grand Wizard of Wrestling. A great Jew from Florida.
McMahon, you idiot.
Oh, and also
the smartest man who ever lived.
Mike could have been
Kane,
a great manager.
Also, sure. Kane.
There's
is
still time.
Back. Kane is back with his leather mask.
Oh, Kane has his mask back on?
He has it back on.
So who's Kane wrestling at WrestleMania? Let's take a look at the card. And it would be... here's the card. So let's take it from top to bottom.
Wait, before we do the card,
Kane to fight his brother,
I love entertaining, and I'm
really
torn
cool.
between cooking and being bothered by cooking because I have a show Saturday, or just ordering pizza.
Oh, for the WrestleMania
party.
You
guys okay with just pizza and chips and stuff?
I think we're going to be just fine because you're not going to cater it? No foie gras this year?
I was thinking of making like a pasta salad.
That would be lovely. I got to tell you, we did a gig at Manitoba's Bar, 25 Avenue B.
99.
Sorry.
99 Avenue, get smart.
99 Avenue B by 7th Street, finest punk rock bar in the world. We did a gig at Manitoba's Bar last week, and he brings me soup. Okay? What bar owner in the world brings a towel?
This is a mensch.
This is a fucking mensch.
Yes,
okay?
Yes,
this is the Neoplatonic ideal of what a human being should be. Okay?
It was
unbelievable.
From making fun of me reading books to the Neoplatonic.
Wait, what about last year's wrestling?
And I'll get back to making fun of you too, so don't worry. This is just a moment of like specific calm and thanking you for this white
moment
bean
of
garlic.
Love.
Soup with kale.
Wait.
Have you eaten? He says. Have you eaten? I got some soup. What? You're gonna bring soup to the bar?
He loves to feed
That's
people.
Great.
It was fantastic.
Know.
Okay.
And he's been trying to pawn off that soup on everyone in the building.
25
people
years.
People running from him.
25
now.
Years of being in rock and roll business doing gigs.
You
not
never
once
got
as a bar owner brought me soup.
How about last year?
Homemade soup.
How about last year at WrestleMania?
Drugs and loose women, but never soup.
That was kind of crazy last year at WrestleMania.
That's right. Well,
that was your
first year at my WrestleMania party
yeah.
last year, Jake.
And,
what was so crazy?
That was a great 18.
I got a new TV, okay? I want you to know.
What was that,
a Philco?
It was the last tube TV in New York.
It was Philco.
Hey, you know what, Jew? It was 30 years old. It still worked great, okay?
Unbelievable.
It worked great.
You TVs, they
you know
last
a bargain
year,
when
was
you see
it.
Hey, it worked. What
am
I going to do? Throw it out? The thing worked. It finally gave up the ghost, though.
Black and white.
Last year about WrestleMania, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was your old man making fun of my TV set.
Jack Swagger and what's his name?
I thought last year's WrestleMania was the worst WrestleMania.
Oh, Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger
and Michael Cole were
the announcer, right? That's right. Michael Cole, the announcer.
Swagger and Michael Cole were working together.
Undertaker
and
Triple H.
Jerry the King Lawler was fighting against Michael Cole, and Michael Cole got Jerry the King Lawler in an ankle lock, and then Stone Cold Steve Austin pushed him off and gave him the Stone Cold Stunner, off of Michael Cole, and then Jerry.
Jake will give you a play.
I'll tell you.
Play by play.
I met Stone Cold Steve Austin up at Sirius, and I co-interviewed him, and he was amazing.
I really want to meet him because he sounds so cool.
He is one of, he's one of the best workers they ever had.
They're all wonderful.
There's no question.
Freddie Blassie, Freddie Destroyer, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mankind.
Were you at Manitoba's opening?
I was there and I'd met Blassie.
Mankind?
Aside from that a few times, he was super, super nice.
I felt love for him like I felt for my grandpa Harry.
No, Richard goes.
I felt love for him. That's why he made number one in my book of lists, number one greatest wrestler of all time. Because he not only had the wrestling ability, he had the look, the style, and the rap. And
his
I don't think anyone's ever combined everything so well.
Blassie was I'll tell you what, we should play a Fred Blassie record, but in the meantime, we're going to take a short break, and here is our collaboration together, Handsome Dick Manitoba with my band, the Edison Rocket Train, I Like to Hurt People. Turn it up, Jack.
Oh, nice.
Come on down, baby. Bring it. Are you really ready to take the challenge? I give you the locomotive of hurt, the pan-banded kings of New York City, ladies and gentlemen, the Edison Rocket Train. Let the pain begin. Face, making love to the mat. And it's a lie, I'm gonna block your eyes. I like to hurt, and I don't know why. I like to hurt. I like to hurt.
We're going to talk about it. All right, we're back here at Roberto's Broadcasting live on the Mike and Judy Show here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It's Mike Edison with Handsome Dick Manitoba, his beautiful wife Zoe Hansen, and of course, Jake Koufax Manitoba, the youngest guest we've ever had. What's shaking, Jake?
That's good.
it's good.
I'm shaking.
We're talking WrestleMania. We're talking steroids. We're talking blood. We're talking guts. And we're talking about you, Richard Manitoba, star fucker that you are.
I am a shallow man. I go for beautiful women, and I want to get my picture taken with famous people.
You know what's really crazy? He's Bruce Springsteen has the same Facebook picture as you do.
This is the thing about Facebook. If you tell people you have cancer,
Facebook
3,007. What?
Facebook schmacebook.
That's what my grandma said.
Mark Zuckerberg is smart.
Yeah. Well, I agree. But like, remember that.
But Dad, you went on there for like 5-6 hours.
Tell us how long your father is on Facebook. But he's got a picture of him with Bruce Springsteen that he needs the world to see.
Exactly. And then Dad, and then you start eating your cereal and you say, "Oh, 2 minutes," and you finish, and that bowl is totally empty, and you start eating nothing, but you're still on Facebook. So you have more time on Facebook.
This is good parenting.
Really, it is.
Okay. Oh. Here's my point about Facebook. You tell them people you have cancer, 80 billion people are sensitive and empathetic and chime in. You take a picture that you're really proud of.
Of you and Bruce Springsteen.
No, and the most famous rock and roll star in the world. And nobody presses like. It's like, fuck them all.
Yeah.
Fuck all my
very
friends.
Richard gets upset if you see something.
Because you're a
page,
bunch of friggin' phonies.
Oh, take it down a bit.
You're a bunch of phonies.
You're deafening me, honey. Stop.
You know what?
Yeah, Dad. You're also a phony baloney.
I ain't sharing it with you. How about that?
If you don't press like on Richard Manitoba's page, he will absolutely take you to tars for it. If you're going to see his page and later on in the week, oh, by the way, I saw that picture. Well, why didn't you press like? Why didn't you press like? What are you on?
One-way mirror.
And then he'll just dislike them.
Wow, what is that?
Doesn't matter.
What's that mean?
Okay, stop.
Is that soap and salt?
I
100 people surveyed, the top answer. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were on Family Feud. Where's Richard Dawson when I really need him?
Hogan's Heroes.
So before,
Dick Dawson.
During the break, you're saying though Springsteen had stolen your entire rap.
Richard Dawson was married to Diana Doris, right?
Yeah, what was that about Springsteen at the Apollo that we were just at?
He stole your rap, Springsteen.
What did you say?
You accused him of artistic larceny.
Yeah, Springsteen did a celebratory show with the E Street Band, 10 years of Sirius XM radio being in business.
And it was fantastic.
But he came out with this rap, like a black preacher kind of rap. It's the greatest. It's the big. And I just listened to this thing I did with you 5 years ago. It's not that I invented it either, but he used the same rap.
It's just good to know Bruce is tuned in.
I have never sat through a whole Springsteen show. I can't sit for that long to see anyone except Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, as if Johnny would ever play a 3-hour show.
Of course not.
Okay, you're more likely to wait till 3 in the morning to see him play Pipeline 5 times.
But you know what? That is exactly the point, but I cannot sit for that long. But Bruce the other night was amazing. He was a complete star, and the band was fantastic.
This woman's eating pizza with a fork and spoon and knife.
Bang on the window.
That's against the law. What is wrong with
you? We're in Brooklyn, for God's sake. That's what they do out here.
Where is this? Where is this? Paris?
Your reality show is going to be so smoking hot.
She's eating pizza with a friggin' knife and fork.
Yes, let's talk about our reality show.
Is this a family reality show?
Yes, it's us.
Just based on the last 20 minutes,
I know it's going to be crazy. Right?
It should be called Meet the Manitobans.
Meet the Manitobans.
Want to hear what the first
episode
is about?
It's basically about us.
One person's eating with their hands on the other.
Hear what the first
no one's going to get a word in.
We went
that's
to an Indian restaurant, and Zoe yelled at Jake because he didn't take his skewer of meat
the
off the skewer
it bothered
of lamb.
The hell
and
out
I said,
me.
He's a 9-year-old boy. It's fun to eat on a piece of wood.
But he did it to piss me off.
He did it to piss me off.
He's like, no, don't put your elbows on the table. He's a 9-year-old boy growing up in the East Village.
What accent was that? Do that again.
He's a 9-year-old boy growing up in the East Village.
No good. All right. Sorry. Fake. No, you don't pass. This definitely doesn't pass.
I love doing the show with you guys. Not only
we love doing the show with you.
This is great. I feel like I could go to the bar and have a few drinks and come back.
We don't change anything.
Yes, absolutely.
We just leave our house and keep doing what we were doing.
We do it. We do the whole thing. We scream and shout at each other 24 hours a day. It's a constant
loud house. The
other day,
Zoe yelled at me and cursed me out so bad that I made Jake call her. So she got on the phone. She went like, Jake was like, Mom, it's me.
I had to make up a lie. I didn't say, Dad's eating sushi. And
Dad left me and he's eating sushi. And I went, what? And
well, actually, I was.
No, he wasn't.
I was.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
You were.
I didn't tell you.
Richard, you were the second guest we ever had on the show. We're getting near to doing the show for almost a year. You were show number 2. What a long way we've come. I actually wanted to play a little clip.
It's been a whole year, right?
Almost. We're getting
Derek
there.
Derek Jeter, number 2.
Jack, can you twirl that little bit of rock and roll music that we perpetrated last time Richard was on the show? Let's bring it back.
The one I finally nailed.
Yeah. Chewing at a rhythm on a
bubble. Oh, yeah.
Sun is out. I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. That was our first up on the roof, out in the shed, down in the pavement, the hot concrete. Bus ride is too slow. Blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, rock away, beach. Rock, rock, rock away, beach. Rock, rock, rock away, beach. We can hit a ride. I like
the
soft beat. He's obviously giving himself.
Oh, he listens to everything he does really intensely. I think you sound good, huh? And it was a real fun.
You stood the test of time, Daddy-O.
Absolutely.
Over 1 million downloads.
Really?
No, I just made that up, but it should. It certainly merits it. That was history made right here. So, what's going on with you and rock and roll? You got a new band shaking, the Manitoba Band?
Manitoba Band, 3 Dictators, Daniel Ray, producer, songwriter,
man extraordinaire, and Dean
friend
Rispler.
Of the Ramones. And Dean the Dream Rispler.
Who's fantastic.
And why is he a dream? Because he's my new bass player.
And a nice Jewish boy. A very
nice Jewish boy.
Not JP. What about WrestleMania for CM Punk and Chris?
Yeah, okay, let's get back to WrestleMania. Keeping us on topic.
Hold
once
on.
Again.
I got
to
tell you.
I feel like this is like the McLaughlin group with Jake sitting in there.
Wrong! Her uncle is Mort Kondracki.
Yes, he is.
Who?
Mort Kondracki. Wrong! Mort Kondracki!
He was on the McLaughlin show for...
The McLaughlin show.
Forever. Group.
Listen.
That's clearly where you got your radio chops.
I know you don't.
Chops from.
I know this is competitive, so you haven't mentioned it, but I've branched out and did a stand-up rant reading.
Yes, your star turn as a spoken word artist.
I had a night where I.
Well, you think I feel threatened by you, Manitoba?
Absolutely.
Let's
basically walking into your space and in one show taking over.
Let's take it to the stage.
No, you're not riding on my coattails, buddy.
I'm serving
you. You're not riding on my
coattails. Anytime,
you gotta
work.
You gotta earn.
Bring it. I'm ready to go.
You know what? I think actually Mike would be really funny. He needs to come in on the reality show. We all need to go to lunch.
All
we gotta do is get extra oxygen in the room.
Well, let's go to B&H for lunch. Squeeze us into the a little table there.
B&H is a good
that
idea.
That would be hilarious. Love and we'll just sit there and let it rock.
What kind of soup do you go for at B&H? Are you one of the guys that mixes soup
mushroom barley?
Like the old guys get a little mushroom barley, but then put a shot of vegetable on top of it like the old guys do.
I will try that.
I love that.
I love that matzo brei.
Right.
I get them to make.
Listen to.
I get them to
Zoe with the matzah bride.
She's
I'm
Jew.
I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew,
her
baby.
My mother's mother was Jewish.
No, that doesn't work with you, Mom.
I am a Jew. I legally am a Jew.
I know, but when you said it, you were like, I'm a Jew. I'm a tissue.
I got a big mouth like one.
I'm a Jew.
All right, back to WrestleMania,
yes,
Jake.
Back
to CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. Honestly, I don't like the storyline. Yeah.
Love
this
it.
It's apparently his theme song.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Right? I don't like the angle. You know, the whole thing, CM Punk, who's a friend of ours, a good pal of ours, is a straight edge wrestler. He doesn't drink or do drugs. That's totally, totally, totally legit. And the angle Jericho's perpetrating is that he's going to beat him up and he's going to make turning him into an alcoholic, like CM Punk's father. I don't like this. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's ironic. Also, they used this angle many years ago.
I
think this is wrong.
Who'd they use it with?
There's a real with CM Punk when he was in Ring of Honor. They did a similar gag.
I don't like when Chris Jericho said that, that there's no Jericho, there's no this that, and then he said, but what about
John
your
Lennon?
Sister?
Imagine there's no Jericho.
And then he's like. And then Chris Jericho's like, Punk, but what about your sister? And then he starts saying this bad stuff, and Punk gets really mad.
Vince McMahon
is asleep at the
John
switch.
Says,
I miss Stephanie. I want to see the kids back on it.
He's a brilliant mind.
Vince is.
But he also, just like a lot of other brilliant people that have accomplished great things, he's also done his share to ruin wrestling.
Yes.
Because it's just.
It's
too much
of a monolith.
I've got Keith Elliott Greenberg on the line.
Oh, we got a call in.
Oh, it's Keith.
It's Keith Greenberg, who is a co-author with Ric Flair of To Be the Man.
It's Keith Elliott Greenberg.
Keith Elliott.
It sounds more Jewy that way. It's true, Manitoba.
He's the only man in the known universe, when he gets on the air, talks about wrestling, I will shut up because I am humble.
He knows so much about wrestling.
How's it going, Keith?
Hello, boys. How's everybody? And Zoe.
Hi, hon.
Are you coming over next week?
Keith Elliott?
Okay, we'll pull off family time later. Keith, you got any predictions for WrestleMania?
Pardon me? I'm sorry. What was that?
Do you have any predictions for WrestleMania this year?
I have predictions, and they're not educated predictions. They're gut feeling. Wrestling fan prediction.
Well, an educated wrestling fan is...
That's what we want to hear.
You mean figuring out Vince McMahon?
My instinct tells me that Cena has to triumph because otherwise, you know, there's no permanence to The Rock remaining in WWE.
Right.
Unless, of course, they bring him back for SummerSlam and then they may have The Rock triumph now and ultimately John Cena, who's the mainstay, who's not leaving the company,
he knows everything.
will be victorious in the end.
What do you think?
Almost like back in the day when Bruno Sammartino would wrestle, say, Miro Sarian in the Madison Square Garden. It would be a series of three matches. First match, Bruno would lose, say, via disqualification or countout, but ultimately, Bruno Sammartino would achieve the
Keith, you need to write a book on wrestling.
Keith,
Keith.
When's the book coming out?
Yeah, get around to that.
I love you, Keith.
By the way, that's Keith Elliott Greenberg, who is the author of several books on professional wrestling.
He wrote the Blassie book.
The Fred Blassie book.
Yeah,
the New York Times best-selling Ric Flair book, Superstar Billy Graham book, and the Iron Sheik book, which no one has ever seen.
Wow.
Anytime you can write it, anytime you could write...
Uh, It never got past the publisher.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame.
And if you follow the Iron Sheik on Twitter, you have an insight into perhaps why they didn't want this published. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show.
Right time now. You have a story about Antonino Rocker's penis, it's a great book.
Yes. As always, it is the fastest half hour.
I guess most of the folks who saw Antonino Rocker's penis with their own eyes are dying off, but I'm sure there's a few who can testify to its magnificence.
As always, it's the fastest half hour on the internet today. Keith, thank you so much. We've been here with the Manitoba's handsome Dick Manitoba, Jake Koufax Manitoba, Zoe Hansen. You guys are unbelievable.
We'll see you next Sunday, Keith, right?
Okay.
We love you.
WrestleMania is next Sunday.
Mike Edison.
We've had a great day. Thank you. This is Mike Edison. And for
Mikey
my
boy,
co-host
of
the
best.
Most, who's dancing at the Whitney Biennial.
We'll
Judy,
talk to Judy later.
In.
All
we'll
I love to Judy.
To hey, Jack, you have the Fred Blassie song? Maybe we can do that. Let's do that on the outro. You got Pencil Neck Geek for us, maybe? And everybody, we'll see you at Manitoba's Bar.
Thanks, Mikey.
Yeah.
Next week's WrestleMania.
See you at my house.
Can't wait.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus, what the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking P.F. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.